He's got the ambition.
We'll restore science to its rightful place and wield technology's wonders. We will harness the sun and the winds and the soil. All this we can do. All this we will do.
But the challenges are enormous. They begin here on Wall Street, where the financial shockwaves are hitting Main Street and green businesses.
You see, one is a little different than the other.
Kevin McLeod installs solar panels, and his business has grown dramatically in the past few years. But since the economy stumbled, he and his colleagues are taking a serious hit.
I'm going to say, personally, about 30% of my business is off because of not being able to secure the credit for the jobs, and that hurts.
Nobody can get dollars for financing if you don't have the cash to pay for it. There's nowhere else to get the money to pay for solar energy.
A big problem for business and for President Obama's plan to create more green-collar jobs.
Constructing fuel-efficient cars and buildings and developing the new energy technologies that will lead to even more jobs.
The financial benefits of solar power are huge.
Our bills were like $5.41. It's truly a wonderful investment. And you know, it keeps us from using oil and fighting wars for oil.
But starting at about $40,000, the panels come with a hefty price tag. And customers are angry they can't get loans.
It's pretty frustrating, actually, you know, to sit there and know that, you know, I'm pulling, you know, pretty good money and I'm working hard and I'm paying my bills and, you know, that I can't get it.
And for solar contractors, it's been a dark time.
2 out of 10 can't get financing, you know. And the financing also is affecting my business because my business is being financed. My bank shut me down.
So all eyes are turning to President Obama.
If he's promising the industry that he wants to create green-collar jobs, he needs to put the money out there and make it available to our industry and the homeowners.
I hope that that whatever he does, you know, helps the rest of us out, you know, the working middle class and, you know, everybody who's trying to, you know, to make ends meet.
But with a deepening recession, concerns are running high on what used to be the sunny side of the street. Juliana Silva for CNNMoney.com.